سورة سبا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير. All praises belong to Allah. To whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth? To him belong all the praises in the hereafter, and he is the all-wise, the all-aware. He knows that which goes into the earth, and that which comes forth from it, and that which descends from the heaven, and that which ascends to it. And he is the most merciful, the all-forgiving. Those who disbelieve say, the hour will not come to us. Say, yes, by my Lord, the all-know of the unseen, it will come to you. Not even the weight of an atom, or less than that, or greater, escapes his knowledge in the heavens or in the earth. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. But it is in a clear book, that he may recompense those who believe and do good deeds, who hear and obey. Theirs is forgiveness and a beautiful provision. But those who strive against our signs to frustrate them, people who still argue, no, I'm not convinced and that doesn't seem clear, for them will be a severe, painful torment. And those who have been given knowledge, see that what is revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, and that it guides to the path of the exalted in might, owner of all praise. Those who disbelieve say, shall we direct you to a man who will tell you that when you have become fully disintegrated into dust with full dispersion, then you will be created anew? These were the statements that they used to pass against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Has he invented a lie against Allah, or is there madness in him? Nay, but those who disbelieve in the hereafter are themselves in torment and in far error. Do they not see what is before them and what is behind them of the heaven and the earth? If we will, we shall sink the earth with them. Look at the abundance of earthquakes. Or cause a piece of the heaven to fall upon them. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. Indeed, in this is a sign for every slave who turns to Allah in repentance. There's still time to repent. And indeed, we bestowed grace on Dawood from us, saying, O mountains, glorify Allah with him. And you birds also. And we made the iron soft for him, saying, make perfect coats of mail, and balance well the rings of chain armor, and do good deeds. Truly I am all seer of what you do. And to Sulaiman we subjected the wind. Its morning was a month's journey, and its afternoon was a month. And we caused a fount of molten brass to flow for him. And there were jinn that worked in front of him by the leave of his Lord. And whosoever of them turned aside from our command, we shall cause him to taste the torment of the blazing fire. They worked for him as he desired, making high rooms, images, basins as large as reservoirs, and cauldrons fixed in their places. Work you, O family of Dawood. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. But few of my slaves are grateful. Allah has given us everything. He's asked us to do just a few things. We can't even do those. Then when we decreed death for him, nothing informed the jinn of his death except a little worm of the earth which kept gnawing away at his stick. When Sulaiman alayhi salam died, his body remained intact because he was a prophet, but there was a little worm that was gnawing away at his staff, and eventually his staff was finished and he fell down. So when he fell down, the jinn saw clearly that if they had known the unseen, they would not have stayed in the humiliating torment. In other words, what's the message? That nobody, and the jinn also, do not have ilmul ghaib. Indeed, there was for Saba a sign in their dwelling place, two gardens on the right hand and on the left. كُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. Eat of the provision of your Lord and thank him. How do we thank Allah? By obeying him. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. A beautiful land and an all-forgiving Lord. But they turned away, so we sent against them flood relief from the dam, and we converted their two gardens into gardens producing bitter, bad fruit and tamarisks and some few low trees. Like this we requited them because they were ungrateful disbelievers. Who is an ungrateful person? Someone who doesn't obey Allah. So no, what has Allah ever done for me? And you know, this is more important right now. Let me have some fun first. So they were ungrateful. And never do we requite in such a way except those who are ungrateful. And we placed between them and the towns which we had blessed, towns easy to be seen, and we made the stages of journey between them easy, saying, "Travel in them safely both by night and day." But they said, "Our Lord, make the stages between our journey longer," and they wronged themselves. So we made them as tails in the land, and we dispersed them all. Indeed, in this are signs, لِكُلِّ صَبَّرٍ شَكُورٍ, for everyone who is patient and grateful. Sabr and shukr are two sides of the same coin. Shukr means you obey Allah when you have blessings, and sabr means you obey Allah even if you're not in a state of blessing. And indeed, Shaitan did prove true his thought about them. What did Shaitan say? "I'm going to mislead them all. I'm going to destroy them all." And see how sadly Allah says, Shaitan proved true his thought about them. Is that what we want? To vindicate Shaitan, na'uzubillah? To corroborate his statement of venom and hatred against us? When he said that, "I'll control them like puppets," is that what we want? Let's think about it. Whose abd do we want to be? Abdul Rahman or Abdul Shaitan? They followed him all except a group of true believers. And Shaitan had no authority over them, except that we might test him who believes in the hereafter from him who is in doubt about it. Only someone who is yaqeen in the hereafter can force himself to obey Allah even if he doesn't feel like it. And your Lord is watching everything. Say, "Call upon those whom you assert besides Allah. They do not possess even an atom's weight, either in the heavens or on the earth. Nor have they any share neither, nor is there for him any supporter from among them." وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ. Intercession with Allah profits not except for him whom Allah permits. Again and again Allah speaks of intercession. Why? This is one of the greatest reasons that people disobey Allah. The Prophet will intercede for us. "I'm a Sayyid, I'm forgiven. I'm a Muslim, I'm forgiven." Allah says, remember, intercession will only profit the one for whom Allah allows. If we're Muslims and we've been disobeying Allah merrily without caring, then the chances of intercession are pretty remote. Intercession with Allah profits not except for him whom Allah permits. So much so that when fear is banished from their hearts, they will say, "What is it that your Lord has said?" They say, "The truth. And he is the most high, the most great." Ask them, "Who gives you provision from the heavens and the earth?" Qulillah. Say, "Allah." And indeed, we or you are rightly guided or in plain error. Say, "You will not be asked about our sins, nor shall we be asked of what you do." I find that hijab is one thing that really annoys people if they're not doing it themselves. And they'll come up to you and they'll try and persuade you and dissuade you. "You're too young for this bid'ah. Who's going to propose for you? Push it back a little. Look how awful you're looking." Tell them, "You won't be asked about our sins, nor will we be asked of what you do." Say, "Our Lord will assemble us all together. Then he will judge between us with truth. And he is the just judge, the all-knower of this true state of affairs." Say, "Show me those whom you have joined with him as partners." When we follow someone other than Allah, it means we're joining them with Allah as a partner. No, he is Allah alone, the Almighty, the All-Wise. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a giver of good news and a warner to all mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most people just don't have this knowledge. The Prophet was for 1400 years ago. We don't know which hadiths are accurate. Allah is saying, "We have sent you as a bringer of good news, as a warner for all mankind, for all time." And they say, "When is this promise?" If you are truthful, tell them, "The appointment to you is for a day which you cannot put back for an hour, nor put forward." And those who disbelieve say, "We do not believe in this Quran, nor in that which was before it." But if you could see, when the wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Lord, how they will cast the blaming word one to another. Now let's read these following verses and think about ourselves. Because sometimes we sin for the sake of people, and we disobey Allah for the sake either of our spouse or our children or our friends. So let's think about this. Those who were deemed weak will say to those who were arrogant, imagine yourself telling your friends, "Had it not been for you, we should certainly have been believers." And those who were arrogant, if we are misguiding people, will say to those who were weak, "Did we keep you back from guidance after it had come to you? No, you were yourselves criminals." Those who were deemed weak will say to those who were arrogant, "No, but it was your plotting by night and day when you ordered us to disbelieve in Allah and set up rivals to him." Look at their bickering like children fighting. It was your fault. No, it was your fault. And what's the outcome? All are in the punishment. And each of them will conceal their own regrets. They'll hate each other. That's what we find in the Quran, that on that day, all best friends will be enemies of each other, illa al-muttaqeen. Except that relationship which brought you closer to Allah. And each of them will conceal their own regrets when they behold the torment. And we shall put iron collars around the necks of those who disbelieve. Are they requited aught except what they used to do? See, that's the word ya'malu, not what they used to say or what they used to believe, what they used to do. And we did not send a warner to a town, but those who were given the worldly luxuries among them said, we do not believe in the message with which you have been sent. And they say, we are more in wealth and children, and we are not going to be punished. Allah is going to forgive us. And if Allah was angry with us, how come life's going so smoothly for us? And how come Allah has given us everything? Obviously that means that Allah loves us and we love Him, and hey, Allah's Ghafoor Rahim. They say we are more in wealth and children, and we are not going to be punished. Say, indeed my Lord enlarges the provision to whom He wills and restricts, but most people do not know. وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا الزُّلْفَى. Please highlight this ayah. It is not your wealth nor your children that bring you nearer to us. We die for wealth and we die for children. Beautiful, intelligent, healthy children. Allah says, don't fall into this trap. If your children are raised as proper Muslims and they become sadqa jariyah for you, then they will be a source of blessing for you. If your wealth is a means for you giving sadqa and supporting Islam and promoting Islam, then it will bring you closer to Allah. But if you are sitting back and saying, well, because Allah has given me my children and my wealth, I don't need Allah, and it means Allah is not angry with me, then don't fall in that deception. Only he who believes and does good deeds. That's the criteria. In akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable of all of you with Allah is not the one who is the most wealthy or the one with the most children, the one who is the most Allah conscious. That's a true sign of Allah's mercy and blessings, not the wealth or the children that we might have. As for such, there will be a double reward for what they did, and they will reside in the high dwellings in peace and security. And those who strive against our verses to frustrate them, people who are always quibbling, well, where is the word haram for wine used in the Quran and where does this say in the Quran? They will be brought to the torment. Because only people who don't want to change themselves, only people who want to find a way out are always coming up with excuses. قُلِ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. Tell them, truly my Lord enlarges the provision for whom He wills of His slaves. If someone's rich, it doesn't mean that Allah loves him. It could be a blessing and it could be a curse because it's a test. And He restricts it for him, and whatsoever you spend of anything, He will replace it. Why don't we give sadaqah? Why don't we give zakat? Oh, it's so difficult to give and I need to spend on other things as well. Allah says, what are you worried about? I'm giving you the risk. It's my promise that spend in my path and I'll give you thousandfold the amount. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. He is the best of providers. Remember the day when Allah will gather them all together. Then He will say to the angels, was it you that these people used to worship? The angels will say, glorified be you. You are our Lord instead of them. No, but they used to worship the jinn. And when we go to soothsayers and astrologers and fortune tellers and palmists, we should know that most of these people have jinns with them. They used to worship the jinn. Most of them were believers in them. In other words, when we believe that someone's prediction has come true, so he can tell me something about my future, that's shirk. So today, none of you can profit or harm one another. And we shall say to those who did wrong, not those who are non-Muslims, those who did wrong, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Taste the torment of the fire which you used to deny. Now there are different forms of denial. I can deny something by my speech and I can deny something by my actions. And when our clear verses are recited to them, they say, this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is nothing but a man who wishes to hinder you from that which your fathers used to worship. And they say, this is nothing but an invented lie. It's never been done before. And those who disbelieve say of the truth when it has come to them, this is nothing but magic. I remember I was once telling a friend of mine just to come to Al-Huda and just to listen to the Quran. And she said, no, I think Al-Huda casts a spell on people because everyone who goes in comes out in hijab. They say this is nothing but magic. This is the magic of the Quran, that when you listen to it, your heart changes. And we had not given them scriptures which they could study, nor sent to them before you any warner. And those before them belied. These have not received even a tenth of what we had granted to those of old. We pride ourselves on our technology. Allah says they had much more than you. Yet they belied my messengers. Then how terrible was my denial. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا أَمْ تَقُومُ لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادًا ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. Say, I exhort you to one thing only, that you stand up for Allah's sake. Take a few minutes out for Allah's sake. Take some time out to think about Allah and what He's telling us. In pairs and singly, and reflect. Just contemplate. What should we reflect? مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ. There is no madness in your companion. When we study the life of the Prophet ﷺ, we find perfect balance, perfect moderation, perfect justice, perfect love, compassion, mercy, affection, humor, you name it, he had it. And Allah tells us, there is no insanity in him. So why do we denounce the religion which he brought as being backward and primitive and outdated and something that's not feasible anymore? مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جَنَّةٍ. There is no insanity in him. Even the West acknowledged this. Remember the book of the 100 most influential people? And the first on that list was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who don't believe in him still have to acknowledge his greatness. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جَنَّةٍ. He is our Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What have we relegated him to? To this mysterious shadowy figure that just comes for our milad while we're doing salam. That's what we've relegated him to. That's his role in our lives. What is his role supposed to be? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. He's supposed to be your role model, a beautiful example. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ. Think about it, study his life. But only if we study the sunnah can we discover this. We just go by hearsay. Reflect, there is no madness in your companion. He is only a warner to you in face of a severe torment. قُلْ مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ. Tell them, whatever wage I might have asked of you is yours. He served mankind uncomplainingly. Why? For Allah's sake. Not for money. Not for power. When he had everything, as some author once said, that at a time when he could have had the whole world worshipping him, he connected them to Allah. And this was his greatness. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. My reward lies with Allah alone. And he is a witness over all things. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ. Indeed, my Lord sends down the truth. And this word يَقْذِفُ is a magnificent word. It means hurls down the truth. Allah is not afraid of anyone, be it society or be it our own fears. Allah hurls down the truth, the all-knower of the unseen. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَمَا يُبْدِئُ الْبَاطِلُ وَمَا يُعِيدُ. Tell them the truth has come, liberation is here. And falsehood can neither create anything nor resurrect anything. Amina Salmi related how she made a list of all the rights that Allah has granted to women in the Quran, and she gave it to the head of this feminist organization. And she says when that woman went through the list, she just banged her hand on the table and said, why weren't we told of this before? Who has been hiding this knowledge from us? Allah says, tell them the truth has come. And falsehood can neither create anything nor resurrect anything. Tell them, even if I go astray, I shall stray only to my own loss. But if I remain guided, فَبِمَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ رَبِّي. It is because of the revelation of my Lord to me. The Prophet ﷺ does not take any personal credit that it's because I'm so loving and I'm such a wonderful person. If I remain guided, it's because of the revelation of my Lord to me. Truly He is all-hearer, Arib, ever near. And if you could but see when they will be terrified, with no escape for them, and they will be seized from a near place. And they will say in the hereafter, we do believe now, but how could they receive from a place so far off? Indeed, they did disbelieve before, and they used to conjecture about the unseen from a far place. And a barrier will be set between them and that which they desire, as was done in the past with the people of their kind. Indeed, they have been in grave doubt.